Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What is your inheritance? Others may leave you a little or a lot when they die, but it's nothing compared to the inheritance left to the believers through Christ. Of the family of Levi, including the priests and Levites, we read, quote, "The priests, the Levites, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and his portion. Therefore they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he said to them." Deuteronomy 18, verses 1 and 2. Imagine, the Lord is their inheritance, and he owns everything. And what about the Christian? Quote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. This world can offer us nothing permanent. Money leaves you, or you leave it. Not so the inheritance reserved for you. But notice that the priests and Levites not only had the Lord as their inheritance, they also ate, quote, "the offerings of the Lord made by fire." What is called here the priests do not only concern the official sacrifices of which they had a part, discussed elsewhere, but also the animals killed for common use. These also were to be treated as holy, a gift from the Lord, and shared with the priests. Likewise, we should remember to share from our substance with those who minister for the Lord. As it was said of the Levite, quote, "For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord." Deuteronomy 18:5. It is our privilege to minister from our material blessings to those who have been a spiritual blessing to us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.